Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are live. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm wishing you a beautiful day. I am Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. And we're talking about meditation. Meditate, 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 aren't we? And in the new year, we are rocking our abundance practice and looking within, so that we can continue to heal ourselves and step into a new level of happy satisfaction. Yesterday we were talking about the frequency of happy satisfaction, and we call that our pleasure practice. And this practice of pleasure is something that is directly tied to our worth. And our worth is everything, our belief in our worthiness, if we are to live a life of plenty. And so let's just get comfortable this morning, wherever you may be, and if it's safe for you to do so, close your eyes and move into the inner landscape, that inner realm of awareness. We take a breath, an intelligent, aware breath in. We allow the belly to expand and hold for an instant at the top of the breath. And we just are surrendering now with the exhalation. Really sound it out, that sound of the sigh. And we hesitate just at the bottom of the breath as we continue to witness the cycle with the inhalation and expanding into new beliefs about our value and our worth as women. We hold that for an instant and we don't get attached to anything as we surrender, release, and let go with the exhalation. Sighing it out. And one of the reasons why we choose our deliberate sighing practice is because as women, we feel the grief of the world. We feel the weight of the sadness in the world, and we're releasing that for ourselves and all of our sisters all over the planet. As we continue to breathe with awareness, continuing to go within into that inner landscape, and just notice, no judgment, as you continue with your breath cycle, with each exhalation releasing just a bit more of your disbelief about your value and your worth. As I release just a bit more of my disbelief about maybe value and worth, as we breathe in now the new awareness, the new seed is being planted as we look and recognize, look, and see the plenty that is, that we have plenty of oxygen to breathe each day, inhaling with awareness. That we have plenty of clean water to drink each day, and all the molecules of the water that represent all of our cells, all of our atoms, the plenty of molecules and quarks within our body that are just purring with delight as we put our attention and we see that we are valuable. Breathing into any spaces or places within your body where you're perceiving lack or fear or pain or discomfort. And just release that. As you release it for yourself, you're releasing it for me and for all our sisters all over the world. Thank you. And now begin to engage your entire inner landscape. Just see every bit of you is lit up as you engage that powerful pelvic point. Breathing now, putting your attention on the inhalation and put your tongue to tooth. We are locking down the frequency, the energy now as we're breathing and squeezing the body, squeezing every bit of your body from the tip of your toes to the top of your head. Squeeze, 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 pulsate, pulsate, pulsate. And now let's release that pow, power, and let that go. How does that feel for you now? I want to thank you again for being here today as we are talking about plenty in the new year. We're really ramping up our meditative practice. And we've been talking about the practice of pleasure and luxuriating within and coming to happy satisfaction. And yesterday we were writing down 25 things that bring us pleasure. And of course, we are talking about non-sexual pleasure here and now. We're talking about something that has really become scarce in our culture. I see a lot of different women who wouldn't dare allow themselves to luxuriate in a morning cup of tea. And you know that's one of my favorite ways to start the day. And to just be. That becomes uncomfortable for people. We go into immediate resistance. And if we're in resistance for any reason, then we're repellent to the frequency of plenty. That there is enough. And when we're fearful, we are out of love. And love is that healing frequency, that dynamic power that exists, that is. And it is this love of self first. So we're healing this frequency not from a position of selfishness, but self-fullness. We can only serve others in the way that we are meant to serve, however that is for each of us every day, to the degree that we are loving, light, and kind to ourselves in the measure of plenty. So we're plenty kind to ourselves. We're plenty loving to ourselves. And that continues to expand for us, so that we are in a position through our practice every day, our stillness practice, our meditation practice, however you language it, by allowing that to continue to expand for ourselves, we're seeing the beauty, the goodness, the godness in everything. Let's take a breath here. And allow that to drop into that energetic field. Get out of your head, get into your body, squeeze that powerful pelvic point. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. That's the embodiment practice. Release, release, release. Ah, let's just ground that out. Ah, all the way down to the core of Mother Earth. And when we look out on the Earth plane, we see plenty. You know, this morning the rosy finches returned. And I had plenty of little bird seeds out there, and they were loving that. And I look beyond the 100 rosy finches, and I see plenty of willows and plenty of pine trees and plenty of beauty. And it is good. And that renews me and reminds me to stop and witness. And what is our meditative practice other than this opportunity to stop, drop in, and rejoice release that fear, that disbelief. Unwind the stress. And smooth it all out. Smooth it all out. And as women, our meditative practice, it takes many different forms. And we honor all of those forms of meditation, whether it's doing our daily work within our home as we feather our nest, you know, the great migration, the return to the hearth that is occurring. We are reconnecting to the goddess of the home, aren't we? We're reasserting ourselves into that powerful position as the goddess of the hearth. Our home, be it ever so humble, is where we restore. And the encouragement that I'm offering you today to luxuriate, to be the goddess of your home, to really just love the space that you're in, and let it nourish you and nurture you so that you have that dynamic yin power to propel yourself forward, to be nourished and nurtured enough to scale the next mountain, the next challenge. Because we will be challenged. It's part of it. Remember, we fall down 7, we get up 8. We fall down 8, we get up 9. And that is a blessing. And there's always plenty of opportunities to continue to learn, to allow our windy road up to this moment in time, all those twists and turns as we look back and we see who we have become, and we're, oh, so very grateful. Phew, we made it through the 80s. Wow. Thank you, guardian angels. The 90s, yay, what a time of enlightenment. Into the 2000s, and here we are. Never more beautiful, never more absolutely energized and enthusiastic, never more powerful than we are at this moment in time, where we are creating from here what shall be. So the quest for the continuing, we never get there. We never get there, and that is part of this pleasure pursuit, this pursuit of happy satisfaction. What it allows us is we're always healthiest and happiest to the degree that we are pursuing a worthy ideal, a worthy goal. And the reason why we take time to unload, to unwind, to release and let go is so that we have the mental capacity, first of all, that gives us the physical capacity to recognize that we're on this journey, first of all. Hello, to awaken. I'm here now. To breathe with awareness, that intelligent breath. When we have the intelligent breath, we are sparking it with divine. We're on task. We're on target, no matter what those of us around us may be saying or doing. Our practice gives us the ability to continue on in whatever form that will be. Take a breath here. Really allow that to expand while you're engaging that powerful pelvic point. We're now sending it down to the core, this frequency. We're grounding ourselves here we're allowing the healing to occur as we now breathe back into the energetic field of our body, into our heart, thumping the thymus, that heart space. Just put your hand right there over your heart space, right in the middle of the chest. As we're now moving our energy and our awareness out, out, up and out through the top of our head, all the way across the ether, where we see our higher self. We commune in that space, the God self. We see our God self looking down upon the physical self and smiling. And we now bring that energy back into the energetic field and drop back into our heart, thumping that space, awakening the immune system, allowing our perfection of health and wealth and happiness and delight to be here now for us. And I had written in the intro today that we're asking different questions now. We're not asking, why can't I have that? As much as we want to continue to ask that question. And we're now seeing, what if I'm on track? What if I'm already abundant? What if I am so blessed beyond belief? What if this is the best day of my life? What if this is the most powerful moment in all of history, time and space? And those frequencies of questioning, how does it get even better than this? How willing can I be to serve in my unique way today? They raise us up out of those doldrums. We continue to ascend the scale of consciousness. When we move into gratitude, we are enlightened. And we say, thank you, thank you, thank you. What if I'm worthy to feel good, to feel God? And if we begin to question in a different manner, our experience becomes different. And we unload through this happy practice of seeking the greater pleasures in life, which just means to be here now, present time, consciousness, awake, aware, luxuriating in our simple cup of tea, luxuriating in the cat purring in front of the fire, luxuriating in the task at hand of writing the next teaching or holding the baby, of nourishing ourselves in the simple pleasures. Because those are the things that we deem good, and if we deem it good, we deem it God. And the frequency automatically is expanded and increased. And we just recognize, no matter where we are right at this moment in time, that all is well. How does that feel for you? Does that seem possible for you now? And the importance, we were talking last week about biology, the importance of continuing to manage the landscape, our physical body, giving our body what it needs. Excellent breath, super hydration, more protein, less sugar, wonderful whole foods, and I invite you to call for your, if you're interested in the Food Frequency for Life Trio of Teachings, that is now available, and you can contact me at 719-293-4157 for your free intuitive energy reading And we'll see if this work is something you would be interested in doing with me as we continue to unwind and to the negative and rewind to something even greater. And the greatest thing that we can do for ourselves is to recognize the importance of food as a frequency for life. Food is medicine. Hippocrates didn't say, you know, Lipitor, Zocor, whatever those are, that those are medicines. God bless. Continue to use whatever works for you. But food is medicine. And in that trio of teachings, I share with you the importance of the first three forms of nourishment: our breath, water, movement, and then, oh yeah, we talk about the food. What are you eating? Would your grandmother recognize what you have in your pantry right now? Do you have plenty of junk in the pantry? Well, let's clear it out. Or at the very least, what I like to do, because I'm not very good at deprivation at all, is to let's increase by incorporating that magnificent smoothie in the morning. Oh, and I share with you how to do that, how to juice, how to create. My goodness, I just love one of my favorite things to do, how I pleasure, one of my greatest pleasures is just to open the fridge with no agenda and create something that is nourishing. By keeping the good stuff and beginning to just gently surrender that which will not nourish you in a beneficial way. We're just seeking to do it maybe 80% of the time. You know, if you need to run to Burger Doodle and get yourself that and some good old French fries, do it. But then forgive yourself and love yourself and get back on task and target and continue this nourishment of plenty. Plenty of greens, plenty of water, plenty of breath, plenty of movement, and plenty of love for yourself. So I hope that today, that as we are moving even further into our daily practice, we're seeing how it expands. And that is all the universe is ever doing, is constantly expanding. How we are asking. We're asking in a new manner. We're asking and saying, aha, okay, I'm worthy. I'm worthy to ask a new question, as opposed to the same questions about my worthlessness. I'm going to ask a new question. I'm going to ask for guidance. I'm going to recognize that there are beings of love and light, seen and unseen, that are willing to come to my aid. They're just waiting for me to ask. Hello, guides. Hello, guardian angels. Hello, wisdom of the ancients. How can I align to you so that I can receive plenty of guidance? Hello, friends. Thank you, Batista. You know, I'm always talking about Batista. She may not know it, but she's on today. And, you know, she's one of my greatest guides and friends, and her wisdom is always so, so appreciated. And we want to make sure that we are quickly catching ourselves when we fall down. And then saying, help, help, help. And we're saying, aha, to the beauty. We're saying, ah, look at that. There's so many leaves on the tree, so many grains of sand, so much beauty in front of me, so much beauty behind me, so much beauty to the left of me and the right of me, and beauty above and beauty below, beauty within. We see these beautiful, expansive, free, frequencies as being beneficial. And we quickly clear out lovingly and kindly and gently and with the help of a good coach or a good friend or a good guardian angel to release and surrender our scant beliefs, our scarcity thoughts, and see them as no longer serving. You know, it's like a dysfunctional relationship. When we are clearing those out, you know, people will either rise up and come along or we won't. They won't, and we wish them well from here, and we recognize that the letting go, the grieving process as we bemoan or cry, or those are good, healthy releases, and that creates more space, plenty of space. Because as we see on the quantum field, there really is only space, with just a few tiny things in there. You know, even in the universe, we look up and we see a gazillion stars, but how much space is between those stars? And it's in that plenty of space where the potential is. We free our minds, we free our bodies, we free our homes of all the things that might be limiting us in our ability to have plenty of space in which to loll about with ourselves, with the quantum field, with the source, with the divine. The more space we allow ourselves, the more bliss and joy we can have, the more freedom we can have. And it's a process. And we never get there. And that's okay. It's the continuation. It's the continuum that we recognize and that we will continue on. Once we're done with this beautiful body, there's the ultimate freedom. You know, all these atoms and molecules that we're dragging around that is our beautiful body can hinder us, but it can also help us. And it helps us when we come to that position, that place of unconditional loving of ourselves, of unconditional acceptance of our perfection and our beauty right now, just as we are, in an ever-expanding awareness of our potential that keeps us moving forward in love and light and bliss and joy. I want to thank you for your time today. Again, I encourage you to please call if you're interested in your intuitive investigation. Let's just see what's going on for you. And if you're interested in the private one-on-one coaching of Food Frequency for Life or any of my other teachings, I'll be able to really share them with you in the new year. And you can go and get your gift from the website www.lisagiroux.com. And it all starts with our meditative practice. And it all continues with our meditative practice. I'm wishing you well and loving you from here. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day. Thanks for being here. I welcome your wonderful comments. Be safe.